The thing, the point that I am perhaps boringly trying to get at is this, is that this very interesting story about him revealing many of the secrets of his researches to you is not the sort of thing that might have been mentioned in journals or memoirs or things of other people. That, in fact, you might very well not find the Carr-Tesla relationship mentioned anywhere in any documents or recollections. It comes only from yourself, in other words, and Mr. Tesla, unfortunately, being dead, can't comment on it.
Could I...
Mr. Stone, please do.
I might say that this same question has been brought up in connection with Mr. Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
There, again, was a strange relationship, because when Mr. Tesla first, at the request of Lord Kelvin, went to England to consult with Lord Kelvin about what they called the wireless at that time, radio, there he met Mr. Matthews, father and son. Now, Arthur H. Matthews, who is now, I guess, a man in his 70s in Canada, was at that time just a boy, and his father was an electrical engineer working with Lord Kelvin. Yet, Mr. Tesla took such an interest in this boy that he taught Arthur Matthews everything that he knows about electrical engineering. Now, Arthur Matthews is today a professional electrical engineer, but he has had no engineering training, aside from...
He has no formal degrees or training of that
No,
sort.
he has had no formal training whatsoever, and yet he passed the examinations and became an electrical engineer. This was all because of his association with Tesla.